Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi, my name is Bob, and I approve this message.
I got the magic in me.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Close, someone close to me or sources or something. I know we're hot, Nick. I was just telling Barry in the break, this is funny because of all the clickbait world and all of the fake news that's out there where people are just doing things to get attention. The Packers Twitter account put a headline today that says Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers talks offseason changes, to which he responded to it and said, "This title of this article needs more clickbait. Come on, Packers, make something up. Talk to some unnamed sources close to me or something to beef up the clicks, like Dalai Lama is a Packers fan. Big hitter. Total consciousness. Relax. Fake news Tuesday. Packers snow day. Meditation." He just kept going.
That's it's awesome. Like,
that's so true of what's out there these days. This whole Des Bryant has a situation has a life of its own.
Oh, yeah. I mean, stuff that could be covered in a tweet in 140 characters is an entire article.
It's silly. Also, and you made this point, and you're absolutely right, but it's also the clickbait on the sites that you and I go to every day for this show.
Yeah.
Because there are some that you click on and you say, now there's something that the listeners would probably enjoy hearing about. Let's click on that. When you do, you don't realize it's a full-blown ad, and all they're trying to do is get you to hit it, and then it says next to see the picture, to see the next day. You get nothing out of it.
Garbage. That's why they said Fred, as long as he can avoid it, won't turn Sports Map into a slideshow site.
That's good.
That's garbage. Somebody wanted to know, have I ever done the old cucumber next to the cat thing to scare it? Yeah, there's these videos. Google cats and cucumbers on YouTube. People will put a cucumber next to their cat when it's not looking, and then when it sees it, it freaks out. And it's hilarious. There's nothing better in the animal world than scaring a cat.
So that's why you have a cat.
Oh, I'd say that's the only reason to get a cat. Scaring a cat is the funniest thing. Like when we're watching America's Funniest Home Videos and it's the cat montage, I'll crap my pants laughing. It's so good. But just Google cats and cucumbers or do it on YouTube. Do a search. They're hilarious. Mandy said, y'all always talk about man centers. I went with the hubby yesterday and it was amazing. Those people are some of the friendliest medical staff I have ever encountered. I can vouch for that myself, Mandy. They are awesome folks out there at man centers. Has Wayback Wednesday been decided yet? No, we haven't. What are we going to do?
You brought it up. We don't know. You're not going to be here.
I know. I won't be here, but I'm going to still turn in a list.
Which is fine.
I'm still going to compete and win.
I kind of relayed that responsibility to Tyler when I was out last week. That felt nice. Who won last week, by the way?
I did.
No, you didn't.
Oh, yeah. That was a dumb question. There's no way we're going to get a
right. In Barry's mind, he wins every week. So, whatever.
I mean, I do.
No.
And on the internet.
What was the theme?
What was the theme?
I don't even remember. I think y'all sent it to me, but I forgot. Okay.
What the hell was our theme last week, Joel?
You should remember this, Barry.
Why should I? He doesn't remember.
That's another dumb question.
He's stalling because he doesn't remember it either.
I'm not stalling at all. I can't believe you don't remember.
I don't remember. I told you guys I have a horrible memory. This is why I have to take a set list with me on stage. I don't remember my own jokes. Why the hell am I going to remember what Wayback Wednesday was almost a week ago? A week. Have you thought of it yet?
What are we doing next week?
Like he doesn't know. He's stalling. I'm telling you.
Yeah, we probably should look forward to next week because there's no way either one.
What was it last week?
I told you he didn't remember. I told you. I know this dude. We've been working too long together. I know Joel so well.
It wasn't Motown?
No, it wasn't Motown. It was because Tyler played a bunch of... Oh, it was our walkout songs.
Oh, there you go.
I bet you Tyler won that.
Yeah. It was our walkout song.
No, Tyler sucked. He was too heavy metal.
He started with Pantera.
Yeah.
And then he played some Gwar and then Slipknot. No, I don't know what he played. All I remember is Pantera. And then after that, I won.
You did not.
Joel walked out to the Pointer Sisters.
That's
I was like,
not
bro,
true
you
either.
Can't.
You know
do
better
that.
Than that. So that's not true.
Yeah, it was bad. No. Somebody wants oldies. No. God, no.
Barry, you
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, run.
With all this basketball stuff, you need a little playoff P?
Playoff P.
Paul George.
Paul George.
Oh, that's so stupid. Yeah.
Playoff P to me is when you drink too much Gatorade and at the halftime you got to take a leak.
I'm way back B because I'm always winning way back Wednesday.
Absolutely ridiculous for a guy that's never, and Mario Elie was telling us today, for a guy that's never been to a finals or a Western Conference finals, calling himself Playoff P.
The worst, the most egregious thing of all of it isn't even the nickname itself, is the fact that he gave it to himself.
Yeah, I think Jalen Rose was making fun of him.
That's clown
about that
stuff.
Too.
Like, you don't nickname yourself, idiot. That's not, you can't do that. That's grown men are not allowed to give themselves their nickname. Either someone gives you your nickname, or guess what? You don't get a nickname. That's how nicknames work. There's no other. That's a guy code. If you read your handbook, you would know that.
I agree. I totally agree with you on that.
Playoff P. And then if you are going to give yourself a nickname, you could be more creative than that. That's stupid.
That's stupid. And like I said, it sounds like you got to go take a leak.
It does.
I've had too much Gatorade. I got to go take my playoff pee. You know the one that looks like Prestone because you got too many carbs and electrolytes? Yeah, I'm looking to light up the bowl right now before I go out and light up the second half. My playoff pee. Shut up.
Yo, Adrian says songs from soundtracks from 1986 movies.
I was just
going
to mention it. It's not bad.
You want to do that?
It's not a terrible theme, I think.
86 movies?
Because I think there'd actually be good songs.
Soundtracks before.
Yeah, but I'm guessing.
But that's a particular year.
Yeah, what movies came out? Let's see. Top.
Now, were they released in 86 or were they top sellers in 86?
Because you know I'm going to check.
Because I know Nick's going to check. Yes.
So there was Platoon, Top Gun, Stand By Me, Aliens, Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh, there's a bunch of good songs.
Color Money, Blue Velvet, The Fly, Big Trouble in Little China. That's racist. The Golden Child. Pretty in Pink.
Chinese food.
Pretty in Pink. The Karate Kid Part 2.
Oh, there's
a bunch of good songs there.
Heartbreak Ridge, Highlander, Labyrinth,
Short
Circuit.
You know what we're
going
to get tomorrow, by the way?
What?
We're going to do this.
Police Academy? Does that tell you?
Yo, what the hell are y'all playing? Mario's going to be like, what's going on?
We shouldn't tell him. We should just do it.
Play songs from 86.
Until he says something.
Because the whole time I was here, which, by the way, I should just tell him, don't talk over the bumper music. Because I'm like, I'm driving home and Tyler's playing something and all you hear in the background, you hear the music coming in, you hear Mario going, yeah. Yep. It's like he was part of the song. He's like, that's what I'm talking about, Houston.
Or he'd be like, so-and-so, baby, from Brooklyn. And he does it when we're doing our show on SB Nation 2. Or when he was sitting in after you left, and I had to do a read for Gallery Furniture. Thankfully, Nick turned off his mic because he's like, "Yeah, Pac-Man, tell him about Mac."
I was here for that. He was, the mic was off.
What's he doing?
And he was talking during it. Yeah. Three Amigos was in 86. That's a great
good
movie.
Luck. I want you to play all the songs from that soundtrack.
Three Amigos.
Yeah,
I will.
Steve Martin.
Peggy Sue Got Married. Ooh, 9.5 weeks. That was like softcore.
Soft pour corn.
Soft pour corn. Yeah, that's what it was back in the day. There's a lot of good movies that came out in 86. Hoosiers, 1986.
I'm not picking anything off of that soundtrack.
Why?
Because what was Ollie's theme when he came off the bench?
Eagle.
Come on.
All right, we're doing that. We'll do that.
All right.
Yo, Adrian
wins.
We got
a winner.
Adrian wins.
Good job.
And now Lauren Pope's going to be pissed because she had an idea we didn't take last week.
And I'm just going to keep it real simple for you guys. As long as the movie was around in 1986.
No, you can't change the rules. It's the release date.
No.
Consistency is important.
Release date of the song?
Or the movie.
Okay.
Is it the release date of the song or the movie?
I said movie.
Because
some
movies will go and get a song from a few years ago.
Good point.
That's true. So let's just stick to the movie just to be...
As long as the movie was released in 1986. Okay.
Which you can still potentially get disqualified for if you guys don't pay enough attention.
And what
How?
He's basically saying is he's
doing my research.
This is going to suck.
Guess who's
so
not going to
come
care?
After
guess
ours.
Who's not going to be here to give a bleep about that?
And guess who on Tuesday is going to say, well, I won last week.
Well, yeah, because I am. I'm going to win. I'm doing my list right now. I'm going to have it before I leave the studio.
That's not shocking to anyone.
Excuse me, you're the one that started that. What are you talking about?
True.
We call it the Joel.
I know not what you were speaking
we
of.
We call it the Joel. When you get your list in early.
I did Joel once before I even got to the house. Like, I left here at 4 before I even got to the house. There was a list.
That's not true. Barry
He's
did
notorious
that.
For that.
Barry did the one at 4:08.
He's premature.
You did do that too. But Joel, I think you are the one who did it more.
Yeah, yeah. He's very premature.
Shocking. Okay, premature. Yeah. That's how I have a kid.
Premature.
Yeah.
Can't help
thanks.
It.
All right.
He can't help it.
Let's keep rolling along if that's possible. So we'll take a quick break. We'll come back in the final hour of the show. Remember, we take you up till 4. Fred A.J. Jong and the Blitz take you up till 7. And you don't have to do a darn thing, but just leave it right here on ESPN 97.5.
Rain rule.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
All right, so we're back. Final hour of the show. We've got Way Back Wednesday for tomorrow. Music off of soundtracks for movies in 1986. Barry will not be with us tomorrow or the rest of the week or Monday as he continues his world tour through Cleveland, Paris.
Detroit and Paris.
Detroit, Paris, Cleveland.
Manchester. United. All in Texas. No, I'll be in Tulsa and Little Rock for the next 2 weeks. Pretty pumped about
Stay
that.
In a hotel or with relatives or in a cabin?
In a condo.
Oh, well, look at you.
The club has a condo for both locations. Now, I say that, like last time, Wichita was a condo and then Oklahoma City was a house. So it just depends. The same club, they just have four locations. So I'm going to the next two. So we'll see what it is. But it's usually pretty nice accommodations. This club takes care of its comics pretty well.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so Mario Ellie on Wednesday, Moochie Norris on Thursday,
nice.
And then TBD Friday, Monday.
TBD does a pretty damn good show.
Yeah, they're pretty good at time to time.
They do a lot. Did you see the Bryce Harper broken bat home run?
Yeah, and did you see that an quote-unquote unnamed Astro had a problem with it?
And they think that it was probably Dallas Keuchel because he had talked last year about the balls being juiced. But, yeah, so Bryce Harper hits.
Wait, time out, because I literally thought it was Verlander because he also talked during the playoffs and everything else about the balls.
Well, Keuchel came out specifically and said that he thought the balls were juiced back in October of last year during the World Series.
It's safe to say the staff of the Astros is not pleased with the lively baseball.
The home run was ridiculous. It was over 400 feet. A broken bat home run. There's two things that immediately come to my mind. One, yeah, is the ball juiced? But two, is he juiced or is the bat juiced?
Did you see the swing? It was beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, and he put a rip on that swing, but I mean, I'm with you. The fact that, you know, it takes a lot.
Against DeGrom too.
Yeah. Who brings it.
Yeah.
Right? So again, if it's the speed, it depends on where the break occurs.
It was a 96 mile an hour pitch.
So 96 coming in, and I'm sure someone could look up the exit velocity.
You can go to Baseball Savant if you want to see it.
It's possible that you had so much torque in that bat that upon contact it snapped where it did at the handle instead of having a crack inside that would prevent it from carrying.
It's just crazy, man. That's not supposed to happen. I mean, broken bat home runs aren't supposed to happen. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, that was nuts.
I'll see if I can find the exit velocity for you at a break or whatever, because I know you care so much about it.
No, I do, but that's an interesting thing when you start talking about a guy breaking a bat and hitting a home run, because that, like you said, that just doesn't happen.
It makes you wonder, what's going on? That's not a thing that's a normal occurrence, but yeah, apparently then the Astros the pitching staff or pitchers commented on it saying that they thought it was pretty suspect that would happen. And then I just looked in that story, and they had a link to Keuchel actually coming out specifically and saying that in October. Other baseball news that I saw you posted, or maybe I posted, but I just didn't have a chance to look at it yet. But apparently, we know about the hole in the Toronto Dome where some crazy dudes got up on the roof and just walked around. Mm-hmm. Could have slipped, and I'm guessing that they were attached to something.
I didn't see any attached to anything.
Really?
That's when you're talking about true daredevils.
Yeah.
That is an iced over, snow-filled roof.
I mean, if
that,
they
by the
fall,
way, has a hole in it.
Yeah, but if they fall and die, I'm guessing that they were tethered to something. That would have probably, no way that the Blue Jays insurance is letting them get up there without being tethered.
Okay.
But then there was this whole thing where a bus was sliding in the ice and a Royals pitcher grabbed the wheel.
So what happened was, as far as I was under the understanding, same snowstorm and everything that's going on up in Toronto, and the Royals have two buses for their players, coaches, and the whole traveling party, and they were trying to get out of the weather, and the front bus had the entire roof was frozen. And you know how sometimes when ice gets dislodged, like on your windshield or the hood of your car,
yeah.
Well, the air got underneath it, and the entire huge piece of frozen ice from the roof of the first bus got up in the air, got airborne, came down dead center in the middle of the driver's side windshield of the second bus.
That's
shattered
crazy.
It. The shards of glass got in, like, all over the driver. I believe it got in his face and his eyes and whatever. And he basically freaked out and dropped the wheel and was reacting to the glass coming flying at him. And one of the Royals pitchers actually jumped in and took the wheel.
Yeah, Blaine Boyer, reliever Blaine Boyer, jumped up and grabbed the wheel. They said the driver was okay, but you talk about, he was probably sitting up front, I'm guessing, but
yeah.
Man, you talk about panicking. Yeah. I would. I don't know if I would have been able to grab the wheel, but I would have freaked out. I'll tell you that.
Without question. Without question, you're like, that's one of those situations where it's okay to freak out because you can't see anything as it is with the snow and the ice and everything. Then the window shatters.
Crazy.
And that stuff can get in your eyes. That's glass in your eyes, you know, for the driver.
Yeah.
That's nasty.
I mean, it was no Conor McGregor, but it was definitely something.
You're not throwing a hand truck through the side window after throwing that the fencing underneath the bus?
No.
Who knew there were so many ways to use a hand truck?
Yeah. Who knew that we would have two, not one, but two stories involving shattered glass on buses?
Oh, and this is, by the way, from the world of baseball as well. See if you've heard this before. Anthony Rizzo of the Cubs says they want fewer games because they play too much.
No.
This is like rest in the NBA.
Right.
It's just, holy criminy, guys, you're paid to play a game. And you're paid handsomely.
Here's how you know your team is bad. The A's are giving away 65,000 tickets for their 50th anniversary.
Which is tonight.
Is it tonight's game?
It's tonight against the worst draw on the road in baseball this year, the White Sox.
Yep, they're expecting overflow.
They said that you had to respond, like the Astros do and a lot of these teams do. It's for the Texans do at practice for training camp.
Yeah.
It's free, but you got to register online. They've had 70,000 people register online. That includes parking and tickets for the game. And if you've seen those Astros games that are played in that Coliseum, they normally take like tarping with like signs
and cover
tarp
the seats
off
at the
entire
top.
Upper deck. It's all off
you
tonight.
You can tarp off three quarters of, they're only averaging 15,000 a game.
Yeah.
And now they're going to get 70. They've had 121 for the year through eight home games. They're going to get 70. They're going to get a third of that in one game. If I was them, I would just do that a couple times a year.
This is also why, though, when the going's good, you got to take advantage, too, like the Astros. Because the bottom line is, too, in Miami, the Marlins are being outdrawn on a nightly basis by their double-A team. That is embarrassing.
That's sad.
Way to go, Derek Jeter. And then your old team, the Yankees, pounded you into submission last night.
That's really bad. Yeah. All right, guys, listen up. If you are a homeowner, I want you to hear my voice and hear it well. Did you know that R22 Freon in your current AC, it's being phased out? It is going away. That's right. In less than 2 years, you will no longer be able to purchase Freon for your air conditioning. But lucky for you, the folks at Courtesy Air Conditioning and Heating are here to help you. Tom, Brad, and the certified techs at Courtesy AC can upgrade or replace your old AC unit to fit the new requirements and help you save money in the process. To get started, log on to CourtesyACOnline.com. Get in touch with them. They'll get back to you. They can come out and check it out. And hey, even if your AC is current, it's probably not ready for the Houston summer. Have you had it serviced lately? If you have not, give them a call. 713-278-9933 is the number. They'll come out. They'll check it out. The folks at Courtesy Air Conditioning and Heating have been servicing the Houston area for over 30 years. They are available to service and repair both residential and commercial systems. Call them right now, 713-278-9933. That's 713-278-9933. Or check them out online, CourtesyACOnline.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Don't outsmart the smarty pants, Nick. That's one thing you learn in this business.
The first time, I honestly wasn't even trying to be intentional. Like, what, two segments ago? Yeah. I just didn't hear you keep talking. So I was like, oh, dude, my bad.
Yeah, that's fine.
Glad you didn't say anything. It was when you were talking about the Packers story.
Yeah, no, I was talking about how Rodgers was saying that they need more clickbaitish headlines on the Packers Twitter account.
Yeah, because usually when I do that intentionally, I'm hovering around the dumb button just in case you do say something.
Tyler tweeted us the exit velocity for Harper's home run. 99 miles an hour, 30-degree launch angle. I was looking it up because I remember reading somewhere the average what hitters are trying to achieve, the ideal is 25-degree launch angle and 90 miles an hour. And that's the average, I guess, like right in the middle in the sweet spot for a home run. Now, sometimes you're going to get more. You know, if you get 105 exit velocity at 25-degree launch angle, it's going out for sure. So it just depends, but that's where kind of what you're looking for, 90 and 25. He got 99 and 30.
That's what I'm saying. It's like when two trains collide,
yep,
the ball and the bat, it could just, the impact could snap it at the handle. Tyler was saying, well, maybe there was already a crack. If there was already a crack in it, the ball ain't traveling that far.
No. Somebody said last time somebody did that was Barry Bonds, and he was juiced.
There's a lot of that going around today, thinking that that happened because he is.
You got to be strong. Like, a lot of times when you do that, when you break the bat, it'll barely get out of the infield, if it does. To get one, not even to the wall or just as a pop out, but to get it over the fence.
Well, it went like 406, didn't it?
Yeah. That's crazy.
It had some distance to it.
Has Barry done his show with the old Indian man's birthday party? Yes, a while ago. And he wasn't Indian. He was Pakistani. Don't be racist. I'd get it right. The words matter. But yes, I did it.
What? Yes, you did. I can verify that.
Why were you?
I'm just going along with it.
What?
Nothing. No. Don't you try and get me in trouble.
I didn't say a word.
You want to play male golf or female? No. Okay.
Robert and Tombaugh wanted to know if Boyer got credit for a save. That's pretty clever.
Boyer, the pitcher that
the Kansas City Royals pitcher that, yes, saved the bus, grabbed the wheel. Yes. That's a good one. Robert and Tombaugh. What is this? What call is this?
About your
now, wait a
experiment
minute.
Or experience earlier today with the young...
He changes his name and they all suck. Although this one is Kool-Aid. Kind of, this isn't bad. Yeah, Kool-Aid isn't bad.
Okay.
So are we taking it?
Hopefully the call will be as good as the name.
You never know. When it says, as soon as I see my name on the board, I'm like, okay, somebody's going to try to get me.
And you know Q's calls either are good or they really just suck.
So this says Barry disrespecting his... nurse.
And the last word is cut off.
Yeah. Nurse, we'll find out. Something. Yeah. What's up, Q?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Great show, by the way.
Thank you.
Hey, I tried to chime in earlier when Barry was talking about getting the brake nuts checked out. He mentioned that the young lady wasn't even a doctor or anything like that, that she just went and got an associate's degree. Hey, come on now. You can't bash people getting an associate's degree. She's trying to do better and stuff like that. It's like me, I'm a physician's assistant. I got a degree and whatnot. I'm an OBGYN assistant, and we're all professionals. Barry.
Q, first of all, you're not a physician's assistant because you'd have to go to school for more than 2 years.
Or 2 days.
Second of all, you don't work at an OBGYN. There's no way. Just because you have a login for Pornhub doesn't make you an OBGYN.
Hey, I am actually a physician assistant at OBGYN. And, women come in all the time and want to get their Virginias checked and whatnot. And, I'm a professional. I conduct myself. But when you guys were also talking about tarantula burgers, that's what came to mind when you guys were... some of the tarantula burger, but I didn't realize they made...
What is this, a comedy set? He's just running the gamut?
Q, is this open mic for you, bro? What are you, working on some jokes? What are you doing?
Say again?
Is this open mic for you? I feel like you're just running through a joke list. You're like, all right, that didn't work. Let me try tarantula burgers.
No. Hey, I was going to say on that one, I didn't realize they made an ultrasound that small to get your retinas checked.
All right. Hang up on Q.
I was just going to say, I congratulate
Q. We've already established
Q.
that my balls were over the average size, so that doesn't work, Q.
Well,
No, you had elephantitis.
No, I don't have elephantitis. They're just larger than the average.
By like a half a millimeter or something.
Larger, I mean, whatever. Than life.
Average was like 24 and mine were 27. So, I mean, you know. Heavy is the head that wears the crown.
Thunder. Da 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 da. Thunder. Q, by the way, I'm glad to see he landed on his feet after he got fired from that sperm donor clinic. So at least he's advanced.
I mean, I wasn't taking, I said community college. That doesn't, I went to community college. I'm not taking a shot. There's no way.
You were taking
but
a
you
shot.
Weren't no, really Q bashing did. Her. You were just saying.
I'm just saying she's not a doctor.
Right. And I think he was joking too, so I get
oh,
it.
Oh, he was. He was
I
totally
get
was.
It, Q-Laid, but.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, yeah, you were just saying that she wasn't a doctor, and usually you would expect someone who's
if I'm gonna, yeah, if somebody's going junk. To examine my balls, I would expect them to be able I would expect them to have a PhD on them. Otherwise, it's just a chick.
So I'm
just
a chick with a job. She had to relay the details after she examined you to the doctor.
Well, they put them in a computer, so they have the computer there with the little
no conversation.
Isn't it a modeling? Isn't it? Did you go to a modeling studio, or did you go to?
No, I didn't go to a modeling studio. No, I never went to a modeling studio to have an ultrasound performed
today,
in my balls.
We've had that whole entire conversation, and Nick paying $1 a minute for a massage.
Mine was
in legal. Whole food.
Mine was legal. Mine was in the name of medicine and health. Nick could have gotten
a licensed massage therapist.
Oh,
at Whole
license?
Foods.
Nick's was that in the produce to say.
Had a business card and everything.
License in as much as new dancers have to have a license. You know how they wear them around their ankle? It's weird.
Nick's was in the produce section where he not only had a fruit salad, bananas, and grapes, but then he had the salad.
It was kind of near the like buffet,
oh,
like
no.
To the right. But like where they sit, like you know the dining area in Whole yeah. Foods, they put it like by the table there.
I still can't believe you got a massage in a Whole Foods.
I can't either.
That's the most redneck thing I've ever heard that's not redneck.
Dude, it was in Sugar Land. What am I supposed to...
What's that supposed to mean?
It wasn't redneck. It was just there.
It's country ghetto. That's what that is. That's country ghetto. That is getting a massage in a grocery store. I don't care if it's the Walmart or the Piggly Wiggly or the Whole Foods. It's a grocery store.
I came in for some produce and left with my banana.
I can
and
only imagine. Yeah,
in a fruit salad.
You're like, oh, hold on. Let me run to the pharmacy and get some Vaseline real quick.
Sir, did you want us to use oil on that massage? We can use canola.
No, extra virgin.
Yes, of
olive
course.
Oil, extra virgin olive oil. That's a good one.
There
that's,
you go.
That's nice.
I can't believe you did that. That's just weird.
Dude, I needed it.
At least
it.
Mine was in the name of health. I'm trying.
Wait a minute. You
I'm
needed
trying.
It?
Yeah, I told you. My jujitsu instructor was the one who freaking recommended it.
My jujitsus were twisted. I needed a massage.
Let me translate for everyone that doesn't know what Nick was talking about. When he said my jujitsu instructor is the one that said I needed it. Translation, dry spell.
No. I pulled my muscle in my back, and he's like,
you pulled your muscle, and then she pulled your muscle. And then she pulled your muscle.
We gotta go to break.
No, we got time.
You isolate yourself that entire segment.
I pulled my muscle, and then she pulled my muscle. And then...
canola oil.
You got a live read, sir.
That's all right. I'll get to it in a minute. I'm in no rush to get to that livery. Mine was in the name of science and health and hoping that I don't have ball cancer. You, on the other hand...
All right. Adam's got a draft question. Welcome to the program, sir.
No, we don't.
Adam, how you doing, sir? Welcome to the usual suspect.
Adam, before we get to your question, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Have you ever been desperate enough to get a massage at a Whole Foods?
At a where?
At a Whole Foods. Yes, exactly.
Exactly right,
you stuttered.
Sir.
Would you ever get a massage at a Whole Foods?
Whole Foods?
Yes, the grocery store.
That's weird.
Yeah, it's weird, right?
It's
that's
like,
weird.
Would you ever buy a
I don't know,
salad at a massage
I don't know if I
parlor?
Want a happy lady from a happy ending from a lady with a hairnet on. That's just, that's a yeah. weird thing.
All right, it depends on if they bring in the guacamole or avocado.
Oh, my God. I thought you had a draft question.
Hey, Nick, you brought him in.
All right. Adam, what's your question, bud?
So it's going to sound like a joke from Q, but it's I'm serious.
Okay.
All right. What would y'all think about if the Texans, you know, thought about trading Jadeveon Clowney for the Browns' first and second round picks to get ours back, basically, and then a first next year. And then we picked up Marcus Davenport, or if Bradley Chubb's there at four, Bradley Chubb.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to get that much for Jadeveon Clowney.
You're not.
You might be able to
get it.
No. I think two ones and a two for Jadeveon Clowney.
And you got a guy who hasn't
even
re-signed.
He hasn't even hit 10 sacks in his career yet. Yeah, you're not getting that much.
Got to resign him. He hasn't been healthy.
He's a monster. I mean, he's really good at his position, but he's not producing anything. He hustles. He plays hard. He's gotten rid of that stereotype and that stigma that surrounded him. But what's he putting up? Does he get a lot of sacks? Lance said it best when he said, it seems like Clowney is always around the quarterback, but he's never finishing. That's the difference between him and other guys.
What do you think you could get?
I think realistically, you could probably get a low round one. Mm. You could probably get a one in the bottom half of the draft.
I think you could get a higher, not a top five one, but I think you could get a one and maybe a two, maybe a one and a three. But look, Lance said it best yesterday too when he was on with the Blitz, and he said it is such a rarity that you have two picks in the top five like the Browns do. You aren't giving those away. It's one thing on trades like that when you say, I'll give you a one this year and another one next year or another pick next year. The fact that they can have the two of the top four selections in the draft, they're not going to give those away.
No. I mean, if you want to talk to teams like, you know, at the bottom of the draft, like the Lions, maybe they're looking for some interior line help, or, you know, the Bengals or somebody like that. That's different, but that's 20 and 21, and both of those need help on the defensive line. So they might be willing to do that.
Yeah, I wouldn't trade Clowney for that low of a pick. I think he is more impactful than, you know, if you look through his stats and things. But, yeah, he might not be hitting the quarterback, but he's demonstrably better than most defensive ends out there or outside linebackers.
Now, Adam, I'll say this. I'll say this. The personnel department that used to be there for the Browns might have considered doing exactly what you were talking about. But now that they've got new guys in charge, I think that they're going to make sure they don't make those mistakes going forward.
Well, I mean, if you're the Browns, you're like, hey, we can get what we think might be our franchise QB and a franchise edge rusher. And with both of those picks, why would you want to trade that for only a franchise edge rusher?
The only reason why I bring up you would want to trade is because they always talk about proven commodity versus, you know, upside of somebody that might be good, and you never know. Because take what I think it was Seattle that took top number four was Aaron Colvin. I can't remember the guy's name, but he was an edge rusher and supposed to be like the most dominant guy coming out of college, and they picked him, and he was, you know, garbage or bust. So
yeah. Well, appreciate the call, Adam. Thanks, yeah, thanks, man. Don't be a stranger. Yeah, I mean, when you look at Clowney's numbers, though, in 4 years, four games, I'm going to do games started, or no, I'll do games, because some of them, 4 games, 13, 14, and 16. So he's trending in the right direction.
Sure.
Right? But total sacks, 4.5, 6, and 9.5. I mean, he really hasn't proven anything yet, other than the fact he's been able to shake, because the big knock on him was he doesn't hustle. He takes plays off, and he's proven that he doesn't do that. Because when you watch, he's in pursuit a lot.
But now it's that he can't stay healthy. You're right. The first 2 years of his career, look at it. I mean, yes,
first three,
he's come back.
But he played 14 in 2016. So, I mean, that was – I think that, to me, he still has something to prove. You can see that the skill set is there.
And you got to have a deal in place to sign.
But he's had one great year and one good year in 4 years.
But you have to believe that he's worth a long-term contract at astronomical money.
And would you give up two ones and a two?
No way.
Uh-uh. Not for Jadeveon Clowney.
I'm with you.
So, all right. So we do have a couple more people were asking me on Twitter. Yes, we do have our Wayback Wednesday theme, and it'll be songs from movies that came out in 1986. Mm-hmm. What is it? Cowboys and Indians? Mm-hmm. Is that my read? Mm-hmm. I get to tell the people where to eat?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Because you're going to love it. 1901 Taft in Midtown is where it's located. It's Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen. Guys, get out there and try the food. I'm telling you, if you haven't gone yet, go this weekend. I'm not even in town. I want you to go and eat there and then tweet me or text me or DM me or whatever you want to do. You can send me pictures of the food. But I want you to tell me how good it is, because I know you're going to love this place. Every listener that's gone out there has said they've absolutely loved the food. Here's my go-to. This is what you do. Start off, get the non-quesadillas. And when you order them, say, hey, I listen to ESPN 97.5. Give me that 20% off the non-quesadillas. And no, that's not non-N-O-N-E. It's non-N-A-A-N. It's quesadillas made with non-bread. Then you get the Himalayan Heat Burger, or you ask Haas to make you the Himalayan Sliders. and then you finish off your meal with the red velvet cake. That's my go-to meal. Go out there and try that if you're thinking about what to get. But they've got a ton of options because it's called Cowboys and Indians. So they've got Southern comfort food like chicken fried steak and burgers and sliders and wings. But they also have the Indian food like the best butter chicken in Houston. They've got chicken curry. Tons of Indian and fusion-favored foods. All of it made from scratch. The Indian food is recipes that have been passed down through Haas's family over the generations and perfected right there in their kitchen. They've got a full-service bar. They've got TVs. You're out of excuses on why you shouldn't go to Cowboys and Indians. The address one more time, 1901 Taft in Midtown. You can get more information on Facebook at CNI713. Take your taste buds on a delicious journey around the world. It's Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen. There's nothing like it.
Hello. To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Final segment of the show. It is Nick, Barry, Joel, Usual Suspects on a Tuesday. Barry's last day until next Tuesday. So send him off in style as we have calls waiting. We open this can of worms. So let's get these calls. You got to go quick because we're running out of time. You said, Barry, Thomas goes first responding to the last caller. Thomas, what's up?
Yeah, I wanted to comment about Clowney. Yeah. I don't think he's worth the first round pick at all. And when you see guys like Marcus Peters, Aqib Talib get traded for fifth round picks. And yeah, they had maybe some character concerns a little bit. He doesn't have that same character concern. His character concern was his work ethic. And we saw an uptick in it this year, but who's to say it's not just because he's coming up on a contract year and he won't be the next guy that gets his money and then retrogresses like Doug Martin and all these other guys. And if he didn't capitalize on the couple of years when he had Whitley Merciless, who's a beast and an unsung hero on that defense, and Cushing and Watt to line up beside him, if he didn't capitalize then, how's he going to get better now?
All right, appreciate the call, Thomas.
Yep, good stuff. Sorry we're kind of cut it close, but we've been trying to get up against it. Scotty, you want to get in here real quick? What's up?
I want to talk about the Vegas and Clowney. I think he worked a high first-round draft pick because of the fact first team all pro, so that means you top five defensive linemen in the league. He led the league in tackle for losses, so that's like second best to quarterback hits. He was top five in it, so he might not have the sack numbers, but he had other numbers that impact the game that's just quick as, just good as sacks. Quarterback hits and tackle for losses. I mean, the quarterback getting the ball out of his hand quick, which leads to incomplete pass, or you tackling the running back in the backfield, which leads to lost yards. So I think he worked it. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate it, man.
Appreciate the call.
Thanks, Scotty. Finish strong, Barry. Finish strong.
Yeah, real quick, we'll just do this. Just to kind of give you an idea, I looked up on Pro Football Focus. I just kind of went to what their player grades for the year were. And Clowney checks in at number 13 among defensive or edge defenders. So he's behind guys like Myles Garrett, Jabal Sheard, Brandon Graham, Joey Bosa. There's a long list. Melvin Ingram, Khalil Mack. Long list ahead of him. DeMarcus Lawrence right up the road up 45. So I'm not discounting Jadeveon Clowney. I'm just saying the caller was asking about two ones and a two. Jadeveon Clowney's not worth that. You might get a one, late round one, but he's just not worth two ones and a two.
That's
just
worth it. Extreme. No team's going to give you that.
Yeah. All right, let's do OU Mike. OU Mike wants to talk Whole Foods before we have to go and make way for the Blitz.
This is going
to
be great.
OU Mike, what's up, man?
I don't know if I can be that quick. I thought Whole Foods was a health food place. Sounds like Nick went in there to get pulled taffy and an oil change.
He made it quick.
Is pulled taffy a thing? That's pulled taffy?
Back in the day,
I mean, I'm
Barry.
Looking at you, Nick. You're the one that got it.
Back in the day, Barry, when you were driving the Model T to the store.
Back when we had to make our own butter. up on the at the log cabin trailer.
The treat for getting the ox to get all the way to the store was a little pulled taffy.
Oh, my goodness. Pulled taffy.
All right, my man. Make it safe. Travel safe.
Will do.
Knock them dead out on the road. Mario Ellie tomorrow.
Yep.
Moochie Thursday. We'll finish up Friday and Monday. And then we'll get on that.
I will be back on next Tuesday, so we'll talk to you guys then.
But you'll still submit the way back
Wednesday.
I will
still submit you a list, yes.
That's 4:05.
Yeah, I'm going to do it right now before I leave because I'll forget if I don't. So I'll go do it right now in the bullpen.
All right, there you go. Blitz is next. Fred, Jung, AJ, they'll take you home till 7 o'clock, all right here on ESPN 97.5. Have a good night, everybody.
Stream us on your car Bluetooth with the ESPN 97.5 app.
You must do it.
Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Mmm, steaks and Bluetooth.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards. Free shipping with no minimum purchase. Triple points on 2 purchases and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.